It is Mind Food Radio, and as always, it's a thrill to welcome the editor of my favourite publication to the show, Michael McHugh. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you, but not as good as you, because you got to meet Jodie Foster.
I know, it was pretty cool. I've always actually wanted Jodie Foster on the cover of Mind Food, and can you believe over 8 years we've never actually had her on the cover? And she's such a smart, together, you know, individual. Although she does still act, you don't often see her in anything because she's moved behind the cameras and is a director. And she's in the brand new movie with George Clooney and Julia Roberts, which is absolutely fantastic. I went to the premiere in Sydney, and she spoke after the movie. And she's just very intelligent and smart and together. And she spoke a lot about actually what it's like moving from being an actor, you know, to behind the scenes. And she felt that being an actor was actually a great way to become a really good director. She's that tiny little American, you know, with that voice on her, and kind of you. I just got the impression you wouldn't muck around with her.
No, I've had that impression.
You just wouldn't muck around with her.
Now we've got a really exciting lineup for the July edition of Mind Food magazine. We're going to be touching on all sorts of different things. Some fairly sobering reading about gastrointestinal cancer.
Yes, look, it's the thing is, we've really done, you know, last year and sort of probably for the 18 months, we've had a lot of stories around sugar. Now we've really moved through in terms of the gut and the importance of the gut. But, you know, cancer in that area of the body is huge, and it's a big killer for a lot of New Zealanders. So we've really looked at sort of symptoms to look out for and tips for prevention and, you know, what we need to do.
Which is fantastic. Also, in the beauty section of the magazine, there's a lot of interesting information about actually use-by dates on cosmetics. I didn't even realise this.
Yeah, well, Nicole Saunders, our beauty editor, it's actually been a story she's been wanting to write for a long time, because a lot of women, you know, buy beauty products and then leave them in their, you know, their bag, their beauty bag, or in their bathroom cabinet. And, of course, they go off.
They do.
Things in storage eventually do have a use-by date. And even cosmetic brushes and things like that. So it's a really smart, intelligent, sort of thoughtful piece about what you should be doing with regards to all your beauty products.
I just kept thinking of the amount of money I'd be throwing out if I got rid of them all.
<I know. laughs> How much beauty does a girl need?
Exactly. And Dr. Emily O'Leary's got a really interesting article on cheering for the underdog.
I know. I've got to say, you know, Dr. Emily has been only with us for a few issues, and I just absolutely love her column. It's sort of my favourite thing each month to read. Again, she's really just hit it home in terms of how we really just love going for the underdog, and they sort of come from nowhere, they beat the odds, you know, it's sort of up against the small guy up against the big guy. And why is it? Why do we like supporting the underdog? So it's that whole sort of reaction over, you know, overreaction. And it's a really interesting thought piece.
It is. Now, just quickly, we need to talk about the fact that you are really rocking and rolling. You're going to be in Clinton 1 week and Vienna the next week.
I'm living the dream.
You are living the dream.
No, I come to Dunedin at the end of this week, and then I drive, you know, all the way to Clinton, and we're doing a gorgeous farm story down there. But I've been told it's very, very cold, which we actually want, because I'm hoping it will be snowing there, because it's for our special winter food issue. And I don't want to give the idea away, but we're shooting down there. And so, a lot of planning's gone into it. But, yeah, and then the following week I have a significant birthday and I'm off to Europe.
40. Wow.
I wish. <Woo-hoo! yes. laughs>
Michael, congratulations on another amazing edition of Mind Food magazine. You take care in Clinton, and take even more care in Vienna.
Thanks a lot. Have a great week.